Winter weather advisories in effect for a good portion of the area this morning. And for an update, we check in bright and early this morning with John Hitchcock, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo. Well, lake effect snow in the area this morning. And John, what's here in this 4 o'clock hour? What are we seeing in terms of lake effect snow around western New York?
Well, we have a band of moderate to heavy lake effect snow well south of Buffalo still. It's extending from near Dunkirk inland to about Springville and the Boston Hills. That's going to move steadily northward this morning. It will reach the south towns by around 7 a.m. and then move northward across Buffalo through the mid-morning. So conditions will deteriorate from south to north across the metro area during the morning commute. We might see 1 to 3 inches with this first phase of this lake effect snow event. It'll make it as far north as Grand Island and Niagara County by late morning. It'll just stay up there for an hour or two, and then it'll swing back south across the city pretty quickly. That southward drift early this afternoon could be even heavier. That could drop a quick couple of inches of snow in an hour to hour and a half. And winds will also be stronger this afternoon as well, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. So the combination of the heavy snow and blowing snow will create very poor visibility for brief periods of time today.
Yeah, you most certainly seem to have this well timed out for sure. But let's again kind of repeat the specifics then. What do we expect for Buffalo and the immediate vicinity during drive time this morning?
During drive time before 7 a.m., it looks like the south towns will be the worst. Between 7 and 9, it moves north across the city and into the north towns. And by mid-morning, it's north of the city briefly. And then by the afternoon commute, I think it'll be back into the south towns again.
Now, what about the winds? You did say some strong winds also moving in. At least when I first walked out early this morning, there wasn't much wind at all. But how severe is it going to get today?
Yeah, the wind will mainly be this afternoon. As the band moves north this morning, there won't be much wind yet. So there won't be much blowing snow for the morning drive, which is good news. But then by the time we get to lunchtime and then into the afternoon, we'll be gusting to up to 40 miles per hour. So that will produce a lot of blowing and drifting snow as this band moves back south across the area.
And, John, if I'm not mistaken, this is going to be kind of a short-lived weather episode here that we're going to maybe make a bounce back to something a little more moderate over the next couple of days?
Yeah, this is going to be quick in and out. We're dry tomorrow, and then we start to warm up again Friday and Saturday. There'll be some rain moving in by later Friday night and Saturday, and temperatures will be back in the 40s by the start of the weekend.
And of course, lake effect snow is something that you guys really keeps you on your toes throughout this time of the year. But what about that? What are we looking at moving forward here in terms of lake effect snow for western New York? Anything else out on the horizon, or is that something we just have to kind of sit tight and wait and see?
Yeah, we haven't had much lake effect snow yet this year. Most of the snow we've gotten has been from large-scale weather systems moving through. As we go forward past this event, there's not much through the weekend and early next week. There could be a few more systems to bring widespread non-lake effect snow Sunday and again Tuesday, but not much lake effect until maybe later next week.
John Hitchcock, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning, sir.
You're welcome, Jay. Take care.